morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Today is the 4th of May. Greetings to all those who live where it's not morning. It's Saturday morning, and as usual, we read from the Daily Light, a compilation of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Good morning, Built Up Church. Greetings. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Isaiah 59:1. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. While I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Daniel 9:21. Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Psalm 27:9. Greetings, Louis Barajas. Hope I pronounced that right. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Psalm 22:19. In whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. 2 Corinthians 1:10, Luke 18:7-8. Well, these scriptures give us further evidence that underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. You know, people talk about the fact that we're not eternally secure in Christ. They come against the doctrine of eternal security. I like the fact that we're eternally secure in Christ. I like the fact that we've been given eternal life, not temporary life. I like the fact that our eternal life is not based upon our performance. A race car driver may have the greatest car, the greatest engine, and he may be a wonderful driver. But you know, there's a lot of other things involved in whether he wins a race or not. Well, let me tell you something. There's only one thing involved whether we win the race or not, and that is Jesus Christ. If he's chosen us in him from the foundation of the world, if he shed his precious blood for us, if he foreknew us, if he justified us, we will meet him in glory someday. Absolutely certain. It's not based upon anything in ourselves. Greetings, Shandan Nayak. Greetings. How much of our lives people look at our performance, don't they? We get our work evaluations, we're evaluated on our performance at work. Where our insurance rates for our car are evaluated on how many tickets we have or how many accidents we have. Our health insurance premiums are based upon how good our health is. what our weight is and what our blood pressure is and how many surgeries we've had and on and on and on. Our families rate us on how good of a father we are or mother we are or child we are. Our pets evaluate us on how regularly we feed them and let them out when they need to do their business. Our friends evaluate us on how much we provide for their needs. Scripture tells us that the foundation of God stands sure. He knows who are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But the foundation of God stands sure. He does know who are His. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. And those whom He predestinated, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who hath laid anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is Christ that died. You know, we don't hear those kind of messages very much anymore. We hear messages on psychogarbage, psychology, our own performance. The exaltation of the creature, the exaltation of the free will of man. Man does not have a free will. It is not of him that runneth, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. He made us willing and gave his power. Psalm 110:4. So if you're listening to the Joel Osteens of life and the Robert Schulers and the Norman Vincent Peales and the Napoleon Hills and the Zig Ziglars and all these other Tony Robbins, you know, they're teaching and preaching lies. They're not teaching that man is born and conceived in sin. They're not teaching the unconditional election of God. They're not teaching the particular redemption of Christ. They're not teaching irresistible grace. And they're not teaching the final perseverance of the saints. They're teaching will worship. Will worship. Salvation is a free gift. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created unto good works in Jesus Christ. And for God's elect, he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. I heard a Baptist preacher one time make a statement, what we need is a good dose of the sovereignty of God. God is not dependent upon his creatures. He's independent of his creatures. He created all things by the word of his power. No, we weren't created over billions and billions and billions of years. The earth wasn't formed over billions and billions of years. It's a lie. It's a lie. Go back to Genesis. The evening and the morning of the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. And the seventh is a rest. God rested on the seventh day. Many people are denying creation and concocting all other, all kind of other false origins of man. spontaneous generation, intelligent design, trying to mix creation with evolution. I heard Pat Robertson opened a new department in his Regents University in cosmology, justifying that the Earth was billions and billions and billions of years old. It's a denial of Scripture. It's what it is. Well, when people start denying Scripture, they'd start denying their Creator and their Redeemer. He may not even be their Redeemer. If they're denying Scripture, they continue to do so. They may be reprobate. They may be vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. Many people don't want to talk about the ninth chapter of Romans. It's the most controversial chapter in the whole Bible, and they try to explain it away, don't they? The children not being yet born while yet in their mother's womb, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. That's God's prerogative. You know, do I need to remind people God's the one that created Satan? He created Satan such that Satan would fall. Greetings, Benjamin Gershon. Satan is God's devil. Satan does God's bidding. That serpent, more subtle than any other beast, was placed in the Garden of Eden by God. God created Satan. God could have created Satan such that he would never have fallen. God created elect angels and non-elect angels, just like he created vessels of wrath for destruction and vessels of honor. What vessel are you? What vessel am I? Are we proclaiming the truth of God's word? Or are we lying about his word? Are we saying things that just make it palatable to the flesh? Well, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why? Why? Many so-called preachers are calling black white and white black. True Christians should not put up with all this flack. They say there's common grace and prevenient grace too. They say there's sovereign grace and free will is actually better for you. 50 shades of gray, okay, it's okay to be gay. Women preachers ruling over men, confused gender roles, causing many to sin. Billy Graham was one of the best ministers, they say. Rick Warren, Joel Osteen, and Joyce Myers are okay. Billy sent people right back into Rome. To Mary, he also prayed. Does this not cause millions to be led astray? Let's just all get together around the cross, Roman Catholics, homosexuals, and the Pride Parade. While the gays are parading and singing Amazing Grace, they give the middle finger to the Bible believers and say they are out of place. Let's evangelize the world, that's what they say. Evangelizing them with what Billy Graham portrayed? The free will doctrine is a false doctrine making you good feel, tickling your ears enough so they can get your money in their till. Don't you think it's time to get back to the truth so it can be understood? Of calling evil, evil, and good, good. Proclaim the absolute power of God, which saves his people from their sins instead of being slipshod. So you say there's no God, that he does not exist? You say that this world came together by goo and matter that mixed? Just by chance it came together to make life, that's what you say? Look around you, man. You know it's not that way. Look up into the heavens and see millions of stars, the moon and the sun. But you would say the world was created by goo and matter that together spun? You claim to be intelligent, be able to think clearly. I believe your cognitive processes have been affected severely. The human being has thousands of articulate functions that work simultaneously, all in conjunction. You say the amoeba cell split, so all this could happen. Sir, you have me splitting at the seams. Yes, you have me laughing. Look at the oceans and mountains in their majesty. Yet you hold on to this false spontaneous theory. Are you on the drug ecstasy? Stop and think that this world has been created. Give up this nonsense of evolution. You're highly overrated. The Bible says a fool says in his heart there is no God. Stop mocking your Creator and His great wonders, Lord. For soon you will stand before Him and give account for these things you said. You have an eternal soul and know you won't be dead, but living instead. Well, I hope you all think on these things this morning when we're living in a world of humanistic psychology and scientism, so-called science. So-called science. It was not my choice that Christ should die. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched worm as I. It was not my choice that His Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from His kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and He did fulfill all that His Father required. Christ said, "Peace, be still." So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, "It was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity to fulfill His perfect will." Well, it's time we start giving God the glory in all things, in creation, in salvation, in providence, in all things. And when we do that, you know, God says, "I will not share my glory with anyone," you know. And a lot of people try to take the glory for themselves, which is preposterous, you know. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for His amazing grace. To come and die for a sinner like me, my praise should ring out for eternity. Lord, help me to be ever thankful for what You've done for me. Dying for me, the purchase is done. It was not completed without the awful cost of the most bitter agony experienced at the cross. Please always help me remember what You did for me when You suffered and died at Mount Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when or where I should not praise Jesus for His amazing grace. Well, I'm going to conclude today with this last poem. I hope that you have a good weekend this weekend and that God blesses you and reveal His word to you in a special way. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Let it be understood exactly who I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree, and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me? What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show. when I deserve to be cast into hell, there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity, for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. Well, may God be with you this morning in a special way is my prayer. God bless.